The latest exhibit up at 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville is called Pop Stars, Popular Culture and Contemporary Art. As the exhibit explains itself, superheroes and celebrities, totems and toys, the imagery of manufactured fantasy is reframed in the visual language of historical iconography in this multimedia exploration of popular culture a decade and a half into the 21st century. In conjunction with this exhibit is a guest lecture from Professor of Contemporary Art History at the University of Arkansas, Michael Mizells, who presents War, H-O-V, God of Rap, Prince of Pop, exploring rapper Jay-Z's admiration and imitation of Andy Warhol.
The gist of this piece came from, you know, being a devotee of Jay-Z's music and listening to his periodic shout outs of artists that he's interested in, visual artists that he's interested in. You know, one of his first, not first album, but an early album, he references being informed by Rembrandt and Rilke, the, you know, romantic poet, and thought this is a particularly unusual thing for, you know, somebody in Jay-Z's position to be talking about. And I thought, oh, this is interesting, and didn't do anything with it. And then I kept seeing more and more these kinds of art references, particularly to Andy Warhol. And Warhol seemed to be occupying a place in Jay-Z's imagination that was different than some of the other artists whom he talks about, many of which function as part of something that would fall along a continuum of the way he might talk about expensive cars or expensive watches or expensive wine or expensive art. Warhol seemed to be somebody with whom he had in his brain entered into a creative dialogue rather than somebody whose work he could own to show how rich and sophisticated he was, and I kind of wanted to know what might be lurking beneath that surface.
Let's get into some examples then, like sure. with Jay-Z and when he references Warhol yeah. and what those were and why it seemed different to you.
For sure. I think the best summary of this, you know, you can see he has a song called Picasso Baby on his most recent studio album where he talks a lot about the kinds of works that he likes to buy at auctions, for example. But in an earlier album, there's a song produced by the producer Kid Cudi called Already Home, where he has a whole bunch of lines about, you know, the same kinds of standards, man, I'm so great kinds of stuff. And there's a line where he says something like, you know, I'm in the hall already. Something or other. I'm a work of art. I'm a Warhol already.
Already on the wall. Already I'm a work of art. I'm a Warhol already. On another level. On another plane. Already HOV. I got my own lane.
It was interesting that he was thinking of himself as a Warhol rather than the sort of other way around, I'm the collector of Koons, Basquiat, whoever else. Basquiat is perhaps not a great example, but Koons is somebody who's sort of in there as a throwaway. You know, I got an expensive one of those in my closet. I sort of heard that line shortly before seeing a now quasi-famous picture of Jay-Z posed in front of a famous photograph of Warhol on his red velvet couch in this sort of, you know, very classical art history, leaned on the reclining couch position. It's a big photograph of this at the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. And in 2013, Jay-Z took a picture of himself on this couch, posed in the exact same manner in front of the picture of Andy Warhol. And I thought, man, this is particularly strange that he's styling himself so closely after being a Warhol. So what does it mean, perhaps, in Jay-Z's conception to be a Warhol?
I'm always curious about rabbit holes and mm-hmm. going down a rabbit hole and what draws you into whatever rabbit hole that just like gets you. And in this instance, it's this Jay-Z Warhol mm-hmm. connection. And what really got you so intrigued by this?
I've done a lot of thinking about Warhol before. I sort of published an academic article on some of his early drawings. And I got thinking about how Warhol might allow us to understand what Jay-Z is himself doing in a new kind of behind-the-scenes light, why Warhol might tell us something interesting about Jay-Z. But I also, just more broadly answer your question, I'm drawn to the project that perhaps not like a rabbit hole, but like you pull a thread on a sweater, and sometimes it just, you know, comes off and the sweater is neat again, but sometimes the sweater starts unraveling. And those are the moments I get really interested in, when things that appear to be all neatly structured and in their boxes start coming unraveled all together at the same time, and there's a lot of rope to pull.
You just use the metaphor of pulling the string from mm-hmm. the sweater. What happened when you did that in this mm-hmm. particular instance?
I found lots and lots of to me, interesting thematic connections between the ways that Warhol positioned himself and the way that Jay-Z is positioning himself, perhaps looking back onto Warhol however many years after his career. One of the most interesting and sort of earliest ideas that I had when I was formulating this piece was to think about how Warhol offers this model of ascent from experimental street weirdo to mainstream icon, from basically from doing, you know, like avant-garde productions with the Velvet Underground in the mid-1960s to the middle of the 1980s. He's like in Vidal Sassoon commercials, but still seen as a coherent product at the same time. He has a sort of a coherent brand, to you know, to use that language. And I think somebody from Jay-Z's position, also moving from the extreme fringes of the, you know, avant-garde, if we can describe underground rap in that way, to having a very mainstream commercial presence as a, you know, owner of the Brooklyn Knicks and things like that, I saw that as being a potential model, and especially as a parallel figure who always conceptualized the move from margin to center as one of transgression. So for Warhol, it's this strange little queer weirdo inserting himself into a kind of mainstream visibility that in the 1980s, we forget, you know, this is before Modern Family and things like this, there weren't representations of queer subjects like this in the mainstream media with anything like the frequency that we see now, and Warhol definitely would have been an exception to that. And thinking about how Jay-Z, similarly in his music, always, you know, pushes himself as I'm the new neighbor that moved into the neighborhood, and you're going to hate me. You're going to hate how loud I play my music. You're going to hate how fast I drive my cars. I'm not going to be the well-behaved sort of member of polite society. So again, it's like margin to center, but as an act of kind of brash transgression rather than as assimilation, let's call it.
Tell me a little more about your thoughts on Jay-Z, the artist, and Andy Warhol, the artist.
I mean, there are, of course, conceptual lines of interests along the nature of celebrity, let's call it, that I see running between their work. But I don't think that Warhol is somebody that Jay-Z is necessarily looking for in terms of artistic strategies. I mean, it's the same thing with a lot of the other figures he name checks. He talks a lot about Kurt Cobain as somebody who offers a kind of warning sign of the dangers of celebrity and fame, let's say. And I think, again, coming from Jay-Z, there's a purposeful play on his part that the artists who he chooses cross color lines in ways that are meant to conflate easy stereotypes about the white appropriation of black music. So what does it mean when Jay-Z is himself appropriating Warhol or appropriating Kurt Cobain? But I think that's part of the sort of game that he's playing, the kind of corrupting of previously established canonical figures, which is something Warhol, of course, did in appropriating James Dean and Elvis Presley. And I think that's where the similarity lies.
Explorations such as Jay-Z and his relationship to Andy Warhol and even 21 Museum Hotel itself owe so much to the original pop artists of the 1960s who blew up the idea of what art could be.
Something like Hotel 21C is only possible in the wake of pop art, the kind of blowing up of the boundaries between high modernism and commercial, crass commercial culture on the one hand, and the ability to have constructive play back and forth across that membrane is, of course, something that folks of Warhol's medium worked to sort of pioneer in the mid-1960s, and we're still living with the after effects of that. But I also think, too, that there are ways that contemporary artists now can show us things about pop art 1.0 that have become lost to historical hindsight. For example, somebody whose work is not in the exhibition, but I've done a little bit of thinking about, is an artist named Ryan Tricarton. He makes these immersive multi-channel video environments and sort of rose to prominence in the early days of YouTube as a distribution format. And his works are unpleasant in the extreme on purpose. They're filmed by the characters in these complex unfolding multi-dramas, all with handheld video recorders, and they're populated by these aggressively flamboyant and grotesque, you know, gender-bending figures that kind of scream into the camera and are meant to unsettle and be gross and strange, and are they live in a world populated by, you know, for lack of a better way to describe this, things purchased at the absolute bargain basement of Walmart. Weird, disgusting, falling apart kiddie pools that you can almost smell the polyurethane on, the kind of detritus of a consumer culture. And to me, you know, looking at Tricarton's work, there's a way to see that kind of intersection of queer subjectivity and déclassé commercial culture that when you look at Warhol soup cans, those have been so sterilized by an endless series of posters and refrigerator magnets and art history lectures that we forget how big of a middle finger a soup can on an art gallery wall would have been. You can understand something about Warhol reception by looking at Ryan Tricarton, I would say.
Explore Jay-Z's admiration and imitation of Andy Warhol with Dr. Michael Mizell's Assistant Professor of Contemporary Art History at the University of Arkansas as he presents his lecture as part of 21 Cafe this Friday. That's a free lecture from 7 to 9 p.m. inside the Hive of 21 Museum Hotel, located just off the square in downtown Bentonville. I'm Katie Henriksen. This has been a KUIF Arts Beat segment. You can find all Arts Beat stories online at our website, KUIF.com. That's also where you can find shareable links. Share those using hashtag KUIF Arts Beat. Oh, they want me to fall. Off from the top. They want me to drop.